Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to ask you guys this question. Do you guys have a friend who is a really funny guy, but sometimes he just takes the joke a little bit too far? Or maybe you got a friend that like will over-explain. It's like, man, I got it. Too much of anything is a bad thing. Excess sometimes can be a negative for you. This is why I bring all this up. Josh Allen is playing at an incredible level. And even though it pains me to say this, I think it's kind of difficult to acknowledge it right now. Even though I believe Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the National Football League, I don't think he is playing the best of any quarterback in the National Football League. I think that's Josh Allen. Maybe, just maybe, Bill Simmons had a point this summer. Remember, Bill Simmons put Josh Allen number one on his list. And his argument is, hey, I understand all the postseason stuff, but if you were talking about the way they play the position right now, who is going out there and excelling on a week-by-week basis, I think Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the league. And I'm thinking, all right, I disagree with you, but I see where you're coming from. As I watched the little bit of Thursday Night Football, and we've seen Josh Allen over the last, 18 games or so, it's kind of hard to argue that anybody is playing the position much better than he's playing it. He has been exceptional. He was a MVP candidate last year. I still think Lamar should have won it, and I think Lamar had a better regular season than him, but I'm not mad that Josh Allen won MVP. He's one of the three best players in the National Football League. But I don't know why they always got to take it just a step too far. Like, you always get somebody like me to give Josh Allen his credit and give him his props. He's phenomenal. I think he's the second best quarterback in the world. But somebody, and I mean, it's always somebody, they always just got to take it to a place that it doesn't need to go.
I'm watching the game last night. I've been watching this sport 50 years. And I'm just a fan. I'm just a reporter, whatever the case is. No one has ever played that position better than Josh Allen plays it. He's not the greatest player ever.
Bart!
No, you tell me who has played that position better than he plays it.
Lamar Jackson and Justin Herbert right now is cooking. What are we talking about, Greeny? It's so early.
Saying he's better than them. I'm saying okay. You can't be better than Josh Allen is. Josh Allen does everything.
Greeny.
His command of what he's doing in the game
so
right
calm.
Now is
wait,
ridiculous.
Wait.
He just hasn't won anything. If he had won anything, we'd be talking about him with literally the best quarterbacks that ever played.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do we have to do this with Josh Allen? I swear, we don't do this with any other player in the league. Josh Allen is playing the quarterback position as well as anybody has ever played it. What? He's having a great run, a phenomenal run. But why do we always got to sprinkle in a little bit of hyperbole when it comes to Josh Allen? This is what I think makes people root against Josh Allen and root against the Bills. It feels like the media has already decided to put the crown on his head before he's ever earned the crown or taken it away from anybody. You guys feel like when you're watching Josh Allen, like you're seeing quarterback played at the absolute highest level. You think this is the best that any quarterback has ever performed? Let's just even say remove the postseason accolades, remove taking a team to a Super Bowl. I mean, when you sit down on your couch on Saturday, Thursday, Monday night, and you watch Buffalo's starting quarterback, you feel like you're watching the greatest quarterback performances that you've ever seen. Why do we have to do this? This isn't Patrick Mahomes in 2018. This isn't Aaron Rodgers back in 2011. This isn't Tom Brady back in 2007. Why are we doing this? This is a nice run. Nice run. It's a nice run. You know what this is? This is Jessica Simpson in 06. You remember Jessica Simpson back then? Smoking hot. That wasn't the most beautiful woman I ever seen in my life. Why are we doing this? Why do we do this with Josh Allen? Can you tell me what's gained by this, Rob? Can you tell me why we've been pushing this narrative for Josh Allen for the last year or so? The greatest he's ever seen?
I mean, it's too much. It's extremely hyperbolic by Greenberg. Best he's ever seen. I mean, come on now. We got to stop. I will say, though, I agree with the original point, and I think I don't know that Chiefs fans can agree with the original point. Right now, week two in the NFL, and really if you want to go back a season. So if you want to say 2024 and through week, I guess they're through week three, but week two of the NFL season, I think Josh Allen's been the best in that time period. So I don't know it's a moment. I don't know it's a flash in the pan. I think Josh Allen is a very good NFL quarterback. And I think he was a very deserving MVP last year.
I don't think any Chiefs fan would disagree with what you're saying, though.
I think there is a pushback on any quarterback that people praise other than Patrick Mahomes in town, and I think it's especially high for Josh Allen because he hasn't overcome the Mahomes hurdle. I think he gets maybe unfair or foul, I don't know, but I think he gets judged in town of he can't be this good because he can't beat our guy.
But I think that is a very valuable part of this conversation. I don't think there is a Chiefs fan out there. And maybe there is. I can't assume. 913-586-7965. Josh Allen has been a better regular season quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. Like, I don't think that is arguable. Like, I don't know how you can look at the numbers. I don't think how you can look at the stats and then come to the conclusion that Patrick Mahomes has been better in the regular season than Josh Allen. Right? I'm on your side there. But I think we also acknowledge that quarterback play is much greater than that. And that is not how you get the crown. So again, Josh Allen is having an incredible run. He really is. I just feel like we always take it a step too far. That new album that you heard doesn't have to be the greatest album that you've ever heard. That doesn't have to be the best restaurant that you've ever been to. It can still be really good, and it doesn't have to be that. And I just feel like with Josh Allen, we have always taken things that like, oh yeah, man, he's good. We've taken things that should be like an 8, and we always push it to like 13 when it comes to Josh Allen. That this is the greatest quarterback play you've ever seen before. Then you just started watching the NFL 3 weeks ago. Then you haven't been watching it for that long. If that's the opinion that you came to, is that what you're seeing right now for Buffalo? That's the best quarterback you've ever seen.
I agree with that. Greenberg was the epitome of hyperbolic. The best you've ever seen is a nonsense take. But I do think Allen, you can make a very easy argument that Allen's the best quarterback in the NFL right now. I don't think it's a crazy thing to say that he's the best quarterback currently in the NFL. I don't think he's the best I've ever seen. I think that's nonsense. But I think, I don't know why, to your larger point, I 100% agree. I don't know why people can't just say Josh Allen might be the best quarterback in the NFL. They have to say the greatest of all time, the best I've ever seen, the best to ever play the position. We don't have to sauce up good players, but for some reason, ESPN feels like they do.
Someone on the text line says Josh Allen is improving and Patrick Mahomes is not. I don't think that Mahomes is not improving. I just firmly believe that the infrastructure around Josh Allen is far better than the infrastructure right now around Mahomes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.